All right, I think Connor Brown is on the line.
Really?
Well,
friend of the show, but he,
I don't know.
Now he's a big
former
Ottawa
friend of the
former
show.
Former friend. Now he's in Ottawa. We got to call him 25 times.
Yeah.
Here's Connor Brown from the Ottawa Senators. What's going on out there in Ottawa, Connor?
What's going on, boys? How are we?
We're doing okay,
good,
man.
Good.
Do they call you Brown Cow in Ottawa, or did you find a way to get rid of that nickname?
No, that one died with the trade.
Yeah. That one, did you like that nickname, or did that bother you?
No, not really.
So they just kind of simplified and went to Brownie in Ottawa, that's it?
Yeah, they just went to Brownie.
Okay, that works. So what's it like out there? I mean, you've been on both sides of the Battle of Ontario. I'm sure during your career you may not have a chance to appreciate that, but it's a rarity. Do you feel like once everything is said and done, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, you'll appreciate being on both sides of that battle?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, I think it's two teams that are in two completely different scenarios, you know. Us with, a lot of young guys trying to get young guys minutes and developing guys, and, you know, trying to build a culture here, much like Toronto was there when we first kind of, my first kind of couple games. So it's been different. I've enjoyed, obviously, the playing time and the guys and the team and the city, and so all that's been great.
Did it help your transition having Hainsey and Zaitsev and Ennis and DJ behind the bench, you know, starting their journey in Ottawa with you at the same time?
Big time, yeah, obviously. I think you kind of know what you're getting into when you know a couple of guys making the trip over. So I think that helped a lot, I mean, originally. But once you get settled in, you know all the guys. So it doesn't take too long. It takes one road trip, and then it's all good.
Brownie, all the times I played in Ottawa, I always wondered, where do guys live? Like, do you live downtown Ottawa, or do you live the rink?
Well, I live in Westboro, a little part of Ottawa called Westboro. It's like between Kanata and downtown. So it's like, say, like the Kingsway, something like that.
Okay.
Got it, yeah. I like that area. Yeah. I live there.
It's a good area.
Yeah, there you go.
The Kingsway, right now in Ottawa.
That's right.
There you
kind
go.
Of similar.
Okay, with Connor Brown of the Ottawa Senators.
And just walk us through, obviously, when you talk about two different organizations in two different spots. When you think of the Ottawa Senators, everyone talks about Thomas Chabot, but is there anybody that, you know, you can tell our listeners to watch tomorrow night, maybe a good young player that doesn't get the press or the fanfare that may be an up-and-comer, whether it's a Batherson or somebody like that?
Well, you know, there's obviously that, you know, Brady Tkachuk, I think, is going to be a force in the league for a long time, just the way he plays. But like I was going to say is that Drake Batherson. Obviously, you know, he tore it up in the minors for a couple of years. And, at the beginning of the year, he didn't have a great start. Went down, did well again. And ever since he's been back up, he's kind of phenomenally turned our power play around. And, he's getting better and better, more and more confident. Just a great kid, too. He's a happy guy, a Maritimer, good guy.
You mentioned Brady. Is he a guy that, you know, he's got a great personality? Obviously, I'm around the team a little bit, just watching nightly. But, is he a guy where you're sitting on the bench and you're like, this guy's dragging us into another war here where it's maybe a quieter night or a quieter shift?
No, not usually. He's usually bringing it upon himself. And, I mean, he's not doing it. We also got a lot of guys in Ottawa that can hold their own, so... When it gets like that, we usually have the upper hand in that department. We got guys like Barrow and Borowiecki and Sabourin and guys that can hold their own. So, sometimes that works in our favor.
With Connor Brown, Leafs Ottawa tomorrow night in Ottawa, what kind of atmosphere would you expect tomorrow night in the rink?
Well, this is our first game. This is my first game playing for the Sens, in Ottawa here. So I remember... there was a lot of blue and white when I was on the Leafs, so hopefully there's a little less tomorrow.
Yeah, I wouldn't bank on that, but
we'll
find out.
Well,
the tickets are
probably a little cheaper than they are in Toronto.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No question about that. Well, best of luck tomorrow night, throughout the weekend, the rest of the year. Always great catching up with you. Thank you for doing this.
All right, thanks, boys. See ya.
There he is, Connor Brown of the Ottawa Senators.
Still sounds weird to say it.
Yeah, he was at Marley for a while, and then
friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Boy,
he's from Toronto.
Born and bred, all of that.
Yeah, it was a good Leaf, a big part of that team that finally got back to the playoffs, and
Yeah, that's the, that is where he's legitimately like a cap. What is that called? Like casualty.
Yeah, he's a cap casualty.
I used to love when Mike Babcock would comment on a player and they'd be like, "What do you think?" And he'd be like, "Well, he works out with Brown and Hyman." Like that was
well, that's the gold standard, right?
Yeah, it was the gold standard.